Hey everyone, I'm Jono from Seneca, and today I'm going to be talking you through the reactions of metals with alkalis for GCSE chemistry. This is like a super important topic. It's pretty much guaranteed to come up in your exam in some form, and it really forms the backbone for a lot of like chemistry calculations. So it's a good thing to go over. It's unit 4.31 on chemistry AQA GCSE higher. So once you've listened, it will be good to go through and click and have a look to consolidate your learning, but let's get started. So reactions of metals with acids. One of the most important ones is a reaction of any kind of metal with an acid, which produces a salt plus hydrogen, right? Now, I remember this by using the acronym MASH, like mashed potato. So M is for the metal, so it could be something like zinc. Reacts with an acid, so maybe like sulfuric acid or something cute like that. And that makes zinc sulfate, which is a salt, and hydrogen, so that's the H. And obviously, hydrogen's a gas, so it's going to fizz or effervesce. So if you're like looking at this reaction, you'll see little like bubbles while the reaction is happening, and that's the hydrogen being given off. And then it would also be good to make sure you know the test for hydrogen, which is a cute little squeaky pop. So another thing to think about. If you want to name the salt, it's really easy. The name, the first bit always comes from the metal. So again, if it's iron, the first part is iron, and the second part comes from the acid. So if it's sulfuric acid, you make a sulfate. If it's hydrochloric acid, you make a chloride. Nitric acid, you make a nitrate. Carbonic acid, you make a carbonate, that kind of stuff. The last one is a little bit tricky, but those are the key ones to know. So let's do another example. If we have magnesium reacted with hydrochloric acid, what are we going to make? So like I said, we take the metal, so that's magnesium, and then we take the acid, so hydrochloric acid, that gives us a chloride. Now, if we think back to our acronym of MASH, we're also going to produce the H, that's hydrogen. So if we are producing magnesium chloride and hydrogen, the metal we must begin with is magnesium. Okay, so just to consolidate what we've had, if we have something like iron and we react it with sulfuric acid, we make an iron sulfate and we're going to make a gas, and that gas is going to be hydrogen. Boom. Okay, MASH, easy peasy, remember it. And sometimes the question might say something like, oh, a metal reacts with an unknown substance and a gas is given off. That's probably testing that you know that it's going to be MASH, because that's going to like effervesce. There's another one that's going to give off gas, which we'll come to a little bit later. I hope I have your curiosity piqued. Another reaction we need to know about, these are redox reactions. Redox, reduction and oxidation. The thing you need to remember with redox is oil rig. You've probably heard it to death, but it's super important, so make sure you remember it. Oil rig stands for oxidation is loss and reduction is gain of electrons. So if we take the reaction of magnesium with hydrochloric acid, we're going to make magnesium chloride and hydrogen, and the magnesium is going to be, magnesium goes to an ion, so Mg2+. So because it's becoming positive, it's losing electrons. So if we're losing electrons, we use oil rig, so oxidation is lost, so magnesium is oxidized. Whereas hydrogen, or the H+ ion, the proton from the acid, that goes from H+ to H2. So it's going from something that's a +1 charge to a 0 charge. So to lower a charge, you gain electrons, so it's reduction. Easy, isn't it? Okay, so magnesium atoms oxidized, during the reaction, the Cl- ions, they're just chilling, right? They don't want to get involved in the drama. We call those spectator ions, okay? And because they don't do anything, if we wanted to write an ionic equation for this reaction, we would leave them out, okay? And like we said, hydrogen ions, they're going to gain some electrons, they're going to become best friends, and it's reduced. Boom, okay? So during a redox reaction, two types of reactions occur, oxidation and reduction. So those are the key ones to remember. And if we look at, if we have an example of magnesium reacting with hydrochloric acid, The H plus ions are going to be reduced. They're gaining electrons. Magnesium ions are going to be oxidized. And the Cl minus ions, they're unchanged. They are spectator ions. Okay, next we're going to talk about neutralization. So that's when we have an acid with a hydroxide produces a salt and water. So if we take hydrochloric acid and we make sodium hydroxide, the naming rules are very similar for the salt. So we take the metal, that was sodium, so we have sodium, then we take the acid, hydrochloric acid, we make a cute little chloride together, that makes sodium chloride. We also make water in neutralization reactions. So acid, hydroxide, salt plus water, amazing. Now, we also need to know about carbonates. So when we have an acid and a carbonate, we make salt, water, and carbon dioxide. Now, as you remember, carbon dioxide is a gas. So the special word we use when a gas is produced in a chemical reaction is effervescence. So hydrochloric acid, if we react it with calcium carbonate, we produce our salt, calcium chloride, water, and carbon dioxide. Now, carbon dioxide is going to effervesce. Does anyone remember the other type of reaction that gives off a gas and effervesces? It's going to be metal plus an acid. That's going to give us hydrogen. So remember, two types of reactions that can give us gas. And another neutralization reaction, acid plus oxide is salt plus water. So hydrochloric acid plus magnesium oxide would give us magnesium chloride and water. It's also really important that you know how to write these equations and how to balance them, and make sure you know how to name everything. So if you know that a CO3 is going to be a carbonate, anything with an NO3 is a nitrate, it's really, really important to make sure you can name them. So remember, nitric acid is a nitrate, hydrochloric acid is a chloride, and sulfuric acid is a sulfate. So if we reacted potassium with nitric acid, what would we make? It's going to be potassium nitrate. And really make sure it's nitrate, because a nitrite is also a thing. So make sure you know how to spell it, because exam boards can be really mean and they're not going to give you the mark unless you spell nitrate correctly. So let's have another go at doing an equation. What's going to happen if we react calcium oxide with sulfuric acid? Do you remember how to name? So we take the metal, it's going to be calcium, and then we take the salt from the sulfuric acid, so it's going to be calcium sulfate. We're also going to make some water. Okay, so let's do a quick review. What kind of reaction occurs when electrons are lost? Do you remember what happens when electrons are lost? So think about oil rig, it's oxidation. Bam. If a reaction, when oxidation and reduction occurs, that's going to be a cute little redox, bam. And a reaction which electrons are gained, that's reduction, because remember, oil rig, reduction is loss, oxidation is gain. Cool, so that was a really quick overview of some of the key reactions of metals with acids. I hope it was useful. There's going to be a part two, reactions of metals with acids part two, which I'd recommend having a listen to just to give you even more reactions, even more preparation for your exams. Hope it was useful. Comment, let me know what you thought, let me know what would have been more useful, and hopefully catch you in the next session or episode. Cheers.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other Revise podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.